So you've all heard there's no wrong way to meditate, right?
Right.
The only wrong way is to not do it.
Right.
Or that early on. So the point is to pause or to hold a quiet time, as Dr. Bob said, and to think well. Today we're going to try something that might be a little bit different for you, but the same aim in mind, to calm and focus your mind and make you receptive to today's lessons. The sound of ocean waves you hear is to create a calm and neutral background, and in a way it'll create kind of a buffer or separation from the outside world. Before we start, let me briefly tell you what to expect so you can just go with the flow and not worry about what you're supposed to be doing now and what's next. Once we start, we'll probably go straight through until just before 8:40, so there'll be no breaks. Of course, if you have to get up and go to the bathroom, feel free. We have a real treat today, folks. We will begin at the beginning by closing our eyes and relaxing to the beautiful sounds of the Native American flute played by one of our fellows, Rachel, to whom I am extremely grateful. After Rachel sets us up by playing the flute, you'll continue and with your eyes closed, and you'll hear my voice taking you on a short guided meditation. The meditation will include a couple of points where I'll shut up and you can think some of your own thoughts. Then when I'm finished, Rachel will play for us again, after which I'll bring you back to today, and we will have a 15-minute break before Carlos starts at 9 o'clock. And one final note. No one is grading you or judging you on how well you do this. So if during meditation your mind is resistant or wanders off, don't worry. Just, you know, feel free to follow your thoughts quietly and nobody's going to mind. So this time is for you. So without further ado, let me get this set up for her. We're going to begin by getting comfortable, sitting up straight but not rigid. Feet flat on the floor is good. Crossed ankles are okay. So just get comfortable. Don't be holding cups of coffee. Thank you. now, let's bring your attention to your breath. Take a few cleansing breaths at your own pace. Breathe in slowly, deeply, into your lower chest. Fill your lungs. And then exhale all at once. Picture your worries and your pain this morning blowing out and far away as you exhale. Be in the moment. Be here, right now. Give yourself the gift of feeling relaxed and comfortable. The outer world is there, but for now, you are present here, and that is what matters. Allow your breathing to return to normal. Now, in your mind's eye, become aware that you are by the ocean, sitting, relaxing, listening to the waves. Look around at your surroundings. The sun is warm, there's a slight breeze, and you are quite comfortable. You have the feeling of contentment, of peace, of serenity. Are you sitting or even reclining on a chair? What does that chair look like? Are you on the sand, lying on a blanket, a towel, or just on the warm sand? What is around you? Trees, rocks, people? No one is bothering you, and you have the luxury of contemplating life. You have many things to be grateful for. Sometimes we forget that and get caught up in the drama of life. Take a few moments and think of some recent things that you are grateful for. A kind act of a friend, a success at work or school, children or parents that are happy and healthy. Take a few moments now to yourself, quietly, and reflect on your own gratitudes. Been lounging in the sand for quite a while now, and you have the urge to get up and explore, to walk along the beach. As you walk, you notice a small stream flowing across the sand, down from the cliff, and spilling into the ocean. Out of curiosity, you follow the small stream back up the beach and to the cliffs. A stream is coming out of a break in the cliffs. It is sort of a ravine. You follow the stream back into the ravine. There is a path, so it is very easy to walk along the tiny stream, with the tall walls on either side. As you wander further back, you notice the walls have become entirely granite, hard rock. You come to a low stone, the perfect size to sit for a moment. The stone is warm, and it is quite pleasant sitting there. As you glance around the high stone cliffs, you take in the eternal timelessness of the rock, how it has existed for eons, standing strong through everything it has lived through, storms, floods, earthquakes. It reminds you that when you are part of community and you are not alone, you too can be strong. Take a moment and picture yourself with a resolve to live a good and happy life, sustained by your program, your sponsor, your fellows, your higher power. These are the rocks in your life. Take a few moments to yourself right now and reflect on the strong support you have surrounding you in your life right now. After a while, you decide to walk on up the path. You venture further back into the ravine, still following the tiny stream. You notice the rocks are sloping away and are replaced with rolling grasses and shrubs and finally trees. You're walking into the path into the trees. You find a small pool surrounded by water plants and wildflowers. And you realize it is where the stream has its beginning. You have found a spring coming out of the rocks and trickling down into a clear pool. The water overflows the pool in one spot and begins its journey as the little stream, making its way down the ravine, across the beach, and down into the ocean.
We find a tree stump to sit on next to the pool and ponder what you have found. The spring is the source of the water, and it is pure and beautiful. You think about what source means and how it exists in your life. Source is from which something can be obtained. Source provides what is needed. Can you cut through the noise and distractions of your own life to identify the pure message that is meant for you? Take a few moments now to yourself and reflect on the pure message of love and direction that will propel you into a happy life. Return your mind back to this room today, this morning. And when you're ready, open your eyes, adjust to your surroundings, take some time flowing back into the day. I want to thank Rachel very much and all of you for joining us. And now we'll have a 15-minute break. You can just sit there as long as you want. Thank you.